Thank you for downloading this podcast from policyreview.tv.
Thank you. Yes, first I'd like to apologise to my colleague, Sandra Bruce-Gordon. She really wanted to be here today, but due to circumstances beyond her control, she couldn't. So I'm delighted to step in on her behalf and present to you today. Last time I did so was about 2 years ago to the same conference, where I had the chance to talk to you about the partnership that we have with the London Borough of Hounslow and how we developed our relationship in delivering their libraries, arts and cultural services. Because I did that 2 years ago, I don't want to go into the details of that today, but at the end of my presentation, I will give you a bit of an update as to where I think we are now. So I've been asked to present the private sector perspective, but I think what I really want to say, I want to emphasise through my presentation this afternoon, is I don't think there is a private sector perspective. I think we're all delivering library services. I think we're all facing the same challenges. We might come at it slightly different ways, but personally, I'd like to feel that I am part of the wider library service delivery out there and facing some of the challenges that you're also facing, and I'd like to cover that in my presentation. I'm acutely aware that we're overrunning, and I am all that stands between you and lunch, so I think my challenge now is to keep your attention for the next 15 minutes. David, I think, very rightly said first thing this morning that let's not dwell on the past and the bad news. So I'm going to start by dwelling on the past and the bad news. I think it's quite important to still remember the context in which we're currently delivering library services. There have been significant job losses in the public sector. Local authorities have been bearing the brunt of that. And libraries, as you all know, have been in the press and are facing severe challenges that we've never faced before. I think what I want to do in terms of my presentation this afternoon, is I really want to sort of pose some questions to you, which I might not necessarily answer through the course of the presentation, but maybe it might be something that you want to consider over lunch this afternoon, even when you've left the conference. And really, going back to my title, what are the drivers for change? Is it just the cuts? Is it just the austerity that we're facing at the moment? Who is forcing the changes on us? Are we part of the solution? Are the changes being put upon us? And also, how can we actually rise to the challenge and how can we be part of the solution that we're looking to achieve? This is an article that's from today's Local Government Chronicle publication. I was fortunate to be at the Local Government Association conference for the last 3 days in Birmingham, and I woke up on the first day of the conference, and this was on the news, and all I had was libraries, so I had to go and look and see what it was about. And yes, what the modelling and the research that the Local Government Chronicle has done is they've established that if adult social care and the funding crisis that's facing isn't solved, that within the next 8 years, services such as leisure services, libraries and highways maintenance will be facing up to a 90% cut. Now, that's huge and that's significant. Yes, we can sit here and hope that the crisis in adult social care funding will be achieved, but I think we also have to bear in mind that that might not happen. And we're dedicated to our library services. We want to see them continue. So I think we need to work together. And also, YouGov just recently published their research, which actually found that leisure services, but libraries more than anything, are the most popular local services the local authorities still deliver. So I think we need to continue with that message. I just put this up here very briefly because I think at the same time as all the challenges that we're facing, there's also government guidance about communities and how they need to be much more part engaged in the services that we're delivering. But as our previous speakers have already highlighted, communities are an intrinsic part of the service that we deliver, and they're increasingly becoming part of the solution, actually central to the solution of delivering our services. I think it's fair to say we all feel passionately about libraries. I think we come have a ranging different views within this room. I think we come at the solutions from a different perspective. But there's a lot of innovation and good practice that's happening at a national, regional and a local level. And I think we need to come together like this on a conference on an annual basis, perhaps more often, to share that best practice and try and work on the solutions together and support each other through the challenges we're facing. Some of the questions I've been sort of dealing with and talking to my team about is there a shared vision of where services are going nationally? Do we need a shared vision of where services are going nationally, or is it at a local level that we really want to be looking at these services? And how can we do our best now to deliver our best services now, but only not now, but in the longer term? And I think what we do at this current time will have a significant long-lasting effect. My next slide, this has been touched on already. David covered a lot of this this morning. We have the Carnegie report that came out last month. We know that the Arts Council is working on a vision. We know that the SEL is doing a lot of good work and the Reading Agency in partnership with them. We also have Ed Vasey this afternoon. There's a whole range of national organisations that have an interest or an involvement in the delivery of library services. But I think my question is, and again, I don't have the answer at the moment, is that really all coming together for our benefit? And is that us helping us solve the problems that we've got at the moment? I think it's needed, but I'm not quite sure that's actually going to solve some of the acute problems we're facing on the front line. But there is some good work going on regionally. I have cribbed this from the London Libraries Change Programme, where all the London Library Authorities, or most of them, were working together over the last 2 years to look at the challenges ahead. And this is one of the outcomes that's come from that in terms of how you can look at your service and how it redesign it. I'm not going to go through the details. It's just there as an example of good practice. And obviously today we've heard from Buckinghamshire, we've heard from Kent, we know that Suffolk, Surrey, Slough, we've got the Triborough. At a local level, everyone's doing what they can to deliver the best service that they can for now and for the future for their communities. I think I just want to, on this one, this is a publication that came out this week from the LGRU, and it's all about how private sector can work with public sector and the third sector for the benefit of services. And these are some of the stats that came out of the survey that the LGRU carried out. Yeah, I have to say we sponsored it, sorry, another advert for us in the corner. But it was quite important for me because of the role that I have with John Lang in terms of trying to support the delivery of other library services, not just the London Borough of Hounslow, is what were some of the barriers in the public sector to actually working not only with the private sector but also with the third sector, because I see that's our role as well, of engaging and harnessing that resource. And one of the findings was that actually within local authorities there's a huge amount of partnership working already. So it might not necessarily be within your team or within your department, but 90% of councils already engage or deliver services with somebody else, whether it's their neighbouring authority or somebody else, and 80% agree that forming partnerships for the delivery of public services is a priority. And the community and voluntary sector are already there. Not on this slide, but I wanted to highlight one of the main challenges, though, for the community and voluntary sector that was found in this survey is that they don't actually have the capacity to help themselves come forward and actively put a proposal together to a local authority as to how they could help run the services. And I think one of the roles that we have to play is supporting those organisations to be able to, for them to come forward in a constructive way and say what they can do and actually maybe actually delivering a whole service. So I suppose my challenge to you today is what will you do? I know a lot of you are doing a lot already. These are the main four areas of in terms of how you want to design your services for the future. So MAKE, that's about in-house transformation, that's about retaining the services as you do at the moment with the management team that you have at the moment, but looking at continuous improvement, new systems and processes. A lot of people have done that already, but we're still being asked to make more savings. What's the next step? What's the next step? There's only so far that you can go. And going back to my first slide, which showed that 290,000 people have been cut out of public, sort of public sector already, I think some of the resource has been lost as well, which can help us in that decision-making. I think one of the main areas which is going to develop in the medium to longer term is shaping services, and that's working in partnership with neighbouring or like authorities where you can come together, share best practice, but also share resources and deliver some efficiencies and savings that way. And use your joint resources to help design and develop some innovation beyond where we are at the moment. BY is working with a private sector partner, obviously. You can have a single service, but some local authorities like to bring a number of services together and hand it over under a framework agreement. And devolve, as I've talked about already, voluntary sector, community ownership, and charitable trust arrangements. So, as I said before, I'm sorry, I do want to talk about London Borough of Hounslow. Well, I shouldn't apologise, actually, because I'm quite proud of the London Borough of Hounslow. It's over 5 years ago now that John Lang started being involved with the authority and looking at how we could run the services on their behalf. I said it's leisure, cultural and arts services. This is a slide just to show over the first 4 years of the savings that we've achieved for the borough, which was an initial over £1 million when the service first transferred for us, but we've made ongoing savings as well in how we've redesigned the services. Nothing new, nothing innovative in terms of other things that you've done, but back office savings, more lean structures, how we procure services, introduction of RFID and new technologies. I think this slide is quite important. It is from our perspective anyway. It shows, if you can't see the detail, that when we first started in 2008, it was 62% of our staff were front office, and then we had another, do the math in my head, 39 doesn't quite add up, 30% were back office. So we had a lot of resource that wasn't actually servicing the customer's needs directly and helping them. So as we've moved forward in time, you can see obviously staff numbers have dropped, but we've preserved the frontline staff because that's important to us. And what's key to our model is that we can use resources that we've got from other contracts and other services, because we've got over 1,000 employees and we're all over the country, to do the back office support, general functions that could apply to any service, whatever it is, but still protect that frontline customer service focus that's important within libraries. At the same time, we have invested in the service. So these are some pictures of Hounslow Libraries. Our top one is Austerley, then we've got Hamworth. We've worked in partnership with Fusion Leisure Trust, who run the leisure services, and have two community hubs now, where the libraries are now central to the leisure services and joined up service delivery. We've also refurbished two other libraries, and the whole of the central library has just had a complete refresh and refurb, and we've moved away, as everybody else has, from the desks and having a much more open environment and floor walking. So whilst we've been making the savings, we have tried to invest back into the service to make it much more welcoming for the customer. I'm going to get asked a question probably at some point, so I'll tackle it now about statistics. In the first 3 years of the service, issues went up, membership went up, book issues went up. In the last year, our figures have been plateauing and maybe even going down a bit. So we need to look at that in partnership with the London Borough of Hounslow to look at what we can do about it. There has been a consultation. The council has rightly looked at all its services, not just libraries, because of the challenges it's facing, to say, can we afford to keep 11 libraries? Should we keep them open? But I'm pleased to say that the council's now committed not to close any libraries. We've helped them make the savings that they need to, and we're keeping the opening hours that we've got. But we've done the basics at the moment. We've been there 4 years. It's been a challenge. It's also been a learning process for us. But we need to do a lot more. So now we're looking at a longer-term vision, how we can review and shape services, very much based on user priorities. We haven't been as engaged with the community and the customer as much as we should. Tim, who's here today, is a priority for him to actually be asking the customer, what do you want? And we've been investing that as an organisation in partnership with Hounslow. We're looking at co-location and relocation. Examples of that have been talked about by other people on the panel today, but also by supported by investment, so we can maintain and continue to improve so that we can have a sustainable modern library service that we're proud of. So in conclusion, we're all facing challenge, unprecedented environment at this stage, but change can be for the better. I know it might not seem like it sometimes, but actually the service that we might come out with at the end of this might be something that's better for us and for the customer and in the longer term. Third sector partners and other stakeholders are going to be more and more increasingly important in delivery of the services that we deliver. But I do really think that the people in this room, and obviously those that are on the remote access feeding in from the computers today, are part of the solution, are central to the solution. Nobody knows your customers as well as you do. No one knows a library service as well as you do. And I suppose it's not quite a call to arms, but my question to you is, how can we do more to make people, and it was also raised earlier, aware of what we do in library services, but also the importance of library services. And I think together, if we work together, we can retain and improve what we've got. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from policyreview.tv. For more details, go to www.policyreview.tv. Please note that this audio is subject to copyright and cannot be used by other broadcasters or for commercial gain.